objective, the present study aimed to compare the effectiveness of metacognitive therapy, MCT, and compassion-focused therapy, CFT, in reducing repetitive thinking among female university students with non-clinical depression, and to identify the more effective intervention, methods, and materials. This quasi-experimental study employed a protest postist control group design with a 3-month follow-up assessment. The statistical population consisted of female students with non-clinical depression at Islamic Azad University, Sari branch, during the 2025 academic year. 45 participants were selected through purposive sampling and assigned to 3 groups: metacognitive therapy, N equals 15, compassion-focused therapy, N equals 15, and a control group, N equals 15. Participants in the intervention groups received 8 90-minute sessions based on Wells' metacognitive therapy protocol and Gilbert's compassion-focused therapy protocol, respectively. Data were collected using the repetitive negative thinking scale and analyzed through repeated measures ANOVA, Bonferroni post hoc tests, and Tukey comparisons. Findings: repeated measures ANOVA demonstrated significant main effects for group F equals 25, 519 P001, eta squared equals 0, 549, and time F equals 50, 583 P001, eta squared equals 0, 546, as well as a significant group by time interaction effect, F equals 14, 483 P001. Eta squared equals 0, 408. Bonferroni analyses revealed significant reductions in repetitive thinking from pretest to postest and follow-up, P0, 001, whereas the difference between postest and follow-up was not significant, indicating maintenance of treatment gains. Tukey comparisons further showed that metacognitive therapy produced significantly greater reductions in repetitive thinking than compassion-focused therapy, P0, 01. Conclusion: both therapeutic approaches effectively reduced repetitive thinking among female students with non-clinical depression. However, metacognitive therapy demonstrated superior effectiveness. The findings suggest that directly modifying maladaptive metacognitive beliefs and cognitive processing styles may be more beneficial than compassion-based interventions for reducing repetitive thinking and preventing progression toward clinical depression.